An eternity passed, and my torment receded, bringing me back from the precipice of madness.
How fucking dare anyone out there make fun of
Mama Luigi
after all she's been through!
Eat cock and die.
Italian hooligan, probably in his rooms and fell down until begin. Bugging cause the princess was trying to move in, but he'd rather just live in Luigi's mansion. Hold on, wrong game, different brother, change the frame. Now the epic journey Mario has come to save the day. This shit's just mean, I'm about to kill your team. Turn base, real G, got a brother by the green. Me and Bowser been down since down been Bowser. Spitting fire surgical like Doogie Howser. Pop another shoe, we get a little bit wiser. I'm so good at using items, he could call me MacGyver. All the nonsense I go through, I should stay strapped. Just cause I got a hoe, they got a thing for being kidnapped. I guess I'm on my way after I smoke this sack. I'm not really even sure I wanna bring this bitch back. I can eat a peach over hours in a day, and I could throw a party where we all can play. Right now I'm on a mission and I'm traveling for Mario RPG, legend of the seven stars. Good guys, bad guys, yo, they're all on my team. We battle level after level, one up XP. Rock my hat to the side while I'm challenging the swords. No, I'm not a Jedi, but I still got the force. Yo, I've been around for years, what you thought? You could fuck with me, Brooklyn plumber. I'm about to cause a felony. Keep it popping, fireball slinging. Yet another castle when the world keeps changing. Luigi's talking, Toadstool's craving. Looking for my pipe that the green plant's flaming. An epic adventure, I must admit. Mario RPG, yo, I love that shit.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Letters vs. Numbers. Woo-hoo! Podcast. Finally.
We're alive.
And I'm your host, Anthony, from Game Music for All.
And I am Mr. B, podcaster, rapper, and lover. Double organizer.
Not particularly in that order.
Whichever I fancy that day, pretty much.
Like sometimes you'll have a date with a girl and you'll just want a podcast and that's about it.
Yeah, or I might, like, you know, arrange a festival around her. This is going to be Hot Girl Fest. Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we should rename Nerdapalooza to that.
I think we should name Nerdapalooza to Let's Get Mr. B Laid, goddammit. Let's get Anthony from Game Music for All drunk and Mr. B laid.
That sounds like a great plan.
It's a bit of a mouthful, that, for a title,
but,
I suppose.
Well, what? If they get me drunk and they need someone for you to get laid by, I think that could end with really bad results if you look into it enough.
Well, that did spring to mind, like, I won't lie, you know, just at the end of a night and everyone's gone home and we're just sort of sat there on the stage, I'm having a smoke and you're knocking back your like 50th tequila or something, and we just go, you know what, screw it, no one's here. No one will ever know. I'll close my eyes. Anyway, yes. One guy who's going to be at Nerdapalooza, I think. Well, they both are, aren't they? Who we played the first song of.
Yep, I believe so. Snyder's going to be there, and I think Epic One's going to be with RPR and them. With all the Impulse Records crew.
He better be, goddammit. Or, you know... Well, there won't be any repercussions at all. Everyone should be there, though. There's no excuse. You heard me, MC Loki, who can't go this year.
Legendary Wizard can't make it either.
No, that's just laziness.
But we'll make
laziness
it up.
And we will. If, yes, Anthony has several sort of, well, what's the word for donation drives?
Yes.
That's the one. Each as well thought out as the last.
I do believe I should be making it. All things are pointing towards yes.
Yeah, have you got everything sorted?
Everything's pointing towards yes right now.
Excellent. Awesome. We're going to be there, and we're probably going to be video casting.
If
we're going to make the whole event about us, damn it.
We'll just have someone edit our faces onto all the footage of everyone rapping.
I would quite like to have my face superimposed on Hex. I think. Except he's not rapping.
I like the idea of maybe, like, if a whole band is playing, like, Random Encounter, and then, like, three of them have my face, and, like, three of them have your face.
That'd be awesome. We would... No, just... Between songs, we swap faces, so it's, like, all six of them, or I assume the six, but, like, all of them are us. This is becoming quite an ego trip.
That's all Nerdapalooza is for me, at least.
Well, yeah, me too. I'll be like, yep, repping the UK, bitches.
I'm hoping everyone thanks me for running my site and this podcast, and it'll just validate everything I'm doing. And then
if no one else does, then I will.
That's good enough.
It is. I had a Nerdapalooza a little while ago, a couple of days ago.
Well, let's get into that.
Yeah, it was so awesome. It was just so awesome. You should have... There's been a couple of YouTube videos that have popped up about it with the Campanulas, who just one guy. But it was his first gig, and he was ace. And it was my first gig, and I, like, redefined not just rap, but music that night. And it was Combat Dave, who was a chiptune guy, who a lot of people in the room had never heard of chiptunes in their life, and they were all dancing within 2 minutes. It was brilliant. I was a happy chappy. Yeah, so, as I say, a couple of videos popped up, and using my elite hacker skills, I ripped the music of them. So I would like to play one, if that is okay with you, Anthony, from Game Music for All.
It's more than okay, because I know what awesome tune you're going to play.
Woohoo! It is pretty awesome. You can hear me shouting and heckling at the beginning. And also Category. Category was noisy that night. Category jumped on stage with Amy Can Fly and butt-humped the singer. It was that sort of night. Anyway, this is Dan Plus Ad with the live version of My Landlord Sucks. Enjoy.
The next song I'm going to sing you is based on a true story. Basically, for the last year, I've been living in this house in Sheffield with my mates, and, yesterday was the last day I'm living there because we're moving. It's about how my landlord isn't the greatest of landlords. If there were a prize for the best landlord, he wouldn't win it. He's not, like, worse, but, you know. Anyway, this is a song. This song is called My Landlord Sucks. And here it goes. I have a friend, a roommate to be exact. He had a little problem with our little flat. Y'all had a damp room from the leaky ceiling. The room was quite revealing of our home. So he called up the landlord. He said he'd come over. He looked at the ceiling and leaned on my shoulder. He said it's just the same thing. I was calling up a guy, and he will do his best to fix the window to the sky. He said he'd help us. He said he'd fix it. He said he'd call a guy who'd be there in a bit. He said he'd help us.
Ceiling has been
The water paints quite strange, you see, the colours that it comes in range from white to blue and sometimes pinky grey. And please don't get me started on some of the neighbours. He knows now to choose them, they don't do no favour. They're stealing our bins all the time. I'm not sure, but I think that might be a crime.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think baby manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, the big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey, offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. Say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle, he sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Doritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you a lot. Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey just keep on working, see your dog pretty face. Much rather wake up, eat a coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. That was the Evolution Control Committee, who, well, for sure were a lot of samples in there.
I recognize most of them. I'll have to make a diagram or something.
You should make a big series of, like, flip charts. It was like, well, this is a riff from Layla, and this is... It was almost like my parents' favorite music just took a whole lot of drugs and went, screw this sampling malarkey, we'll just have everybody. maybe.
Yes. And they were remixing Jonathan Coulton.
Yes.
Which reminds me of the Cultometer all the time now that Dan Plus Ad created.
The Cultometer is awesome. Dan Plus Ad is a machine. And this all ties in quite well with playing them back to back, because Dan Plus Ad is a huge Jonathan Coulton fan. And he set out on a quest the other night to, you know, on Last FM?
Uh-huh.
You know how you can have, like, tags of what sort of music it is?
Yep.
He is now, I think, joint second with the geek tag. I think he's above, like, Whitey Cracker now.
Not bad at all.
Not bad, not bad. But anyway, yes, that was Code Monkey, and that was awesome. And before that was Dan Plus Ad, who made the Cultometer.
And yeah, we should probably state that if you're on Last FM, go search for Dan Plus Ad and tag him as geek. It'll make his day.
Yes. He will, like, I don't know. There will be tears of joy. He'll write a song about it and put you in his linear notes on his album, like he did with me and Ant.
Yes.
We're on there.
It was an honor.
It was. That was actually really nice.
Well, the track the album this track came from was from Z from Hipster Please, his newest compilation, Old Nerdy Bastard.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful compilation, and it's free, so you really have no excuse not to love it.
It's mighty.
Every day.
This has been a good summer for compilations that have been free. There are a few that have come out, and did the I'm excellent at talking. The bloody hell. My mind is playing silly buggers. Right, yes, the Mario RPG compilation. That came out. And there's a couple of new rhyme torrents, which is weird.
Yeah, they have the I know Chozo Nimpo is doing the CPM comps.
He's doing like a greatest hits, where it was a lot easier than other compilations. You could just send in a song that you'd already done. So I did, because I'm lazy. And Don Vito has taken the reins of the Rhyme Torrents ones, and that's coming together real quick.
I think it's coming out July 19th.
Yes, I think the date for submitting tracks was today, I think. So, you know, you've got a couple hours left. Hit them up over on rhymetorrents.org or crossplatformmusic.com and holler at your boy, as the young kids are saying these days, I guess.
On occasion.
I've only ever seen that written down. I've never heard anyone actually say it.
Well, you just did. Maybe it'll catch on.
Maybe it will, and everyone will say it in my awesome accent. What else have we got? Oh, I know what we've got that was sort of funny. I would like to take this opportunity to point out that we are definitely a podcast and not a band.
So if you were listening to this on your iTunes and, you know, rocking out, thinking we made all these songs and they're an hour long each, that's untrue.
This definitely isn't a really poor instrumental break. This is us talking because we're a podcast.
Yeah, it's not an acapella.
No. On a completely unrelated note, there was a band called Letters vs. Numbers who have a manager. Actually, they were really nice about it all. I think they thought we really were a band, and they were like, guys, we're a band first, and we're called this. But, you know, I told them how it was. We be podcasting, yo, is exactly what I said.
Maybe we'll play them eventually. They're not bad at all.
You know, I asked their permission to play them, but this is our return podcast. So like, not to say that they're not awesome, but we'll probably play that a little later down the line as a novelty, maybe.
We'll try to convince them to make a theme song for us.
We should, because I don't think Dan Plus Ad finished his theme song for us.
Well, his is still good, too. Maybe everyone should write one.
Yes.
And we'll just play them all whenever.
We'll make a show out of it. That'll be our next theme show. After the success of the other ones. Well, I thought they were successful.
And I was really hoping Letters vs. Numbers, the band, would suck so we could make fun of them. But lucky for them.
Yeah, dodged a bullet there. The lucky, talented dudes. Would you say that they were a better band than we were a podcast?
Like, if we rated ourselves on podcastiness and them on bandness?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'd say we're about even.
That's very diplomatic of you, Anthony, from Game Music for All.
Well, you really like to put me on the spot sometimes.
Well, that's what I do. That's why I'm here. That's why, out of all the nerdcore rappers who could have done the show with you, but are like, any good? You got me, because I'm challenging. All right.
You're asking all the tough questions.
I do. I get the answers that matter. I'm like, who was that guy who interviewed the Watergate guy who, you know, that president you guys had, whose name, like, eludes me?
Nixon was the president.
He definitely was a president. You, say what you like about Nixon, he was a president for a bit. And not a lot of people can say that. Also, you're going to love me because this is going to be a cracking link. What a lot of other people also can't say, apart from us, is that they have an exclusive track from DJ Robo Rob.
Yes, that is true.
Or I'm going to start calling him Disc Jockey Robotic Robert.
That's his full name. Like, when you send stuff to his office, that's the name you use. Yeah.
Yes, that's what's on his birth certificate.
I want them to call him that when he's, like at huge ceremonies.
Do when he, I don't know. Huge ceremony. When he gets the key to the city, of whatever city it is that he's in, for his donations to chiptunes and electronic rock, and generally being awesome, they'll refer to him as Disc Jockey Robotic Robert. But anyway.
And I just imagine him going on stage with, like, a robot suit, like Flight of the Conchords has.
Nice. We should do that.
Well, anyway, let's get into another track from Old Nerdy Bastard from HipsterPlease.com's compilation. Then we'll hit you with the exclusive track from DJ Robotic Robert.
That's how we roll. We'll make you wait. Except you won't mind waiting because the tune is awesome. Do you want to introduce it?
All right. Tune is from Harry and the Potters. It's called Felix Felicius Dumbledore's DS Mix.
Nice.
From Paradise Dan of Monster Face Industries. And it's on Old Nerdy Bastard. So go download it right now.
Immediately.
Something to drink.
welcome back. That was DJ Roborob with Add Some Piano to Has Pwnage. I think that's the first time I've ever said pwnage, because I don't actually like that word.
It just sounds awkward as a word. It looks quite nice written down.
True.
But yeah, as a word, it's a little, I don't know. I suppose it should be ownage with like a silent P, like in those other words with silent P's in.
Uh-huh.
Like henoninon, or eepal, or I. I don't know. I'm talking rubbish. But people that don't talk rubbish are people who email into us. And oddly enough, right, despite the fact that we haven't even been podcasting for a while, we've still been getting emails and ads and things.
That's fantastic. I'd like to consider the first 5 shows, like, classic now. And this is, like, the new season.
Yes, this is... It is. We're back with bigger stars and more explosions and, well, essentially more of the same. But you know...
We'll add some explosion now. Effect afterwards.
We will. I will. That can be the end sample. I'll put a exploding bit from some game and you have to guess where. Not that anybody does. Why are you order? Anyway, right? Yes, emails. What funny voice should I do?
I don't know. I did quite enjoy the old man voice.
Yes, but I don't like to repeat myself. I'll go on then, because it's just a short one. Right. This is from Terimera, as you'll know, because I'm about to read it out.
Hey guys, this is Terimera. Just wanted to say the podcast is great. Keep it up, guys. And you should play some of my music. Open bracket, shameless plug, close bracket.
And that was the whole email. That was from Terimera, who I was going to play this week, but then I found a new song that like I had to play, which we haven't played yet, and you'll see why in a bit. I'm sure even Terimera won't be too upset. But I will plug his link, because he has a song on there called Nintendo Made Me Emo, or Makes Me Emo, or something. But that's quite cool. Anyway, it is www.the61, which is all letters, .com/Razzlin, which is Romeo, Alpha, Sierra, Lima, Indigo, November. There we go. No confusion about that email address at all.
I think for like a week or two, I didn't know Razzlin and Terimera were the same person.
That's because you're not on the ball. You need to, I don't know, be on the ball more?
Because I had Razzlin, I would see him hopping around on the forums, like CPM and Rhyme Torrents, and then I would get MySpace messages from Terimera, and I had no idea that they were the same person.
Well, there you go. What, until this moment? I guess not. Right. We did have another email. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Well, this is from our friend Z from the aforementioned Hipster Please. He wrote us an email.
He also has a much better podcast than we do.
Well, yeah, probably. But
we should all do a podcast together at Nerdapalooza.
We should, like a team, like a family. We can be the journos. If there's any local journalists as well, we can say, yeah, come on board, we're internet famous.
We'll get Hex on it. He used to do a podcast.
He used to do a live internet radio show.
Yes, every day for like hours.
But that seems like a lot of work. Although I did used to tune in a lot, and I made a lot of friends there. It was good times.
Good. We'll call it Radio Free Numbers for Internet Distribution, or... We'll come up with something.
I like that. Something utterly original like that. We'll call it rocket-propelled Nerdapalooza numbers. That was pretty weak, I suppose. Anyway.
Just add please at the end.
Add what at the end? Yes.
Please.
Comma, please. Okay. This is sort of a long email, so I want to read it as if I was addressing a country. Greetings, Anton Mr. B. I am one of those sorry bastards who's been meaning to write for ages, but just hasn't found the time. Please forgive. I really wanted to let you two fellows know how much I enjoy the Letters vs. Numbers podcast. Your musical selections are always on point, and your witty banter between songs never fails to keep me entertained. Thanks also for all the nerd love you give me, my little blog, and my various harebrained schemes and projects on a regular basis. I genuinely appreciate your support. You guys are the tops, even if Anthony doesn't like The Clash. You don't like The Clash?
I don't like The Clash. Why is everyone on my back about it?
All right. We'll get to that. And you should be proud of being listed through iTunes. My own podcast was recently rejected by their dream-crushing automated mailbot. Apparently, that delightful blend of profanity, copyright infringement, and an incomplete RSS feed that I call a podcast just ain't Apple material. Alas, such is life. Your friend, Z. Well, fuck a duck with a muck. I didn't realize you couldn't swear.
Ours is listed as explicit on iTunes, so we can cuss however the shit much we fucking want.
Bloody bollocksing excellent. Alright, well, that was our fuckslut-tastic email section. You don't like The Clash?
No, like, I'm just not a big fan.
What's to not like?
I'm just not a big fan of punk rock in general.
What, like all of it?
Well, like, a good chunk of it. It has to do something a little more than play the same riff for 3 minutes to make me interested.
But there's at least 3 different riffs in most songs, except, granted, in a lot of The Clash songs, there isn't. But The Clash were excellent.
I don't even like playing The Clash in Rock Band. And I play a lot of Rock Band.
I was playing Rock Band today, and to be fair, The Clash song is annoying to play, and to play on drums. Except the worst one, right, is that goddamn Queens of the Stone Age one on drums, where it has the bass hit, and then another hit, and then the... Oh, goddamn Queens of the Stone Age. Hate them so much.
The Queens of the Stone Age song is just hard on every instrument, pretty much, because it just doesn't stop. You don't get a rest.
It doesn't. Never. Not even a little bit. It's not so bad if you're singing, I guess.
Yeah, I sung it, and... But... That's a breeze.
Which one are we talking about? Are we talking about Go With The Flow or Little Sister? Because we have both on ours.
Go With The Flow.
Little Sister is a little bit easier. But still.
I don't think I've downloaded that one yet.
Oh, if you're not a fan, I wouldn't bother. It's not like one of those songs where you play it and it's like, oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh.
Because you've not heard it before.
Speaking of Rock Band, I actually downloaded Still Alive about a couple days ago by Jonathan Coulton.
Oh, we haven't got that yet.
Oh, I actually play the guitar and sing it at the same time on Rock Band.
Ooh, get you.
Also, for Rock Band, I'm supposed to serenade Hex with Wonderwall if you could get a hold of a copy of Rock Band at Nerdapalooza.
That's... why?
Because I hate that song, and I was telling him about how much I don't like it, and then I told him I was going to sing it to him.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you don't like it, so you're going to sing it to him?
Yes.
Your logic is infallible.
It was a very complicated conversation we had, where this was the final result.
Okay. Well, I suppose that is a segue into playing another song, at least,
indeed,
though. Although it's not what you think. Here's the song. I should probably introduce this properly. Well, this is your bit. This is a Dwelling of Jewels bit, so you should talk about it.
Yeah, this was from an older Dwelling of Jewels, and I think it was April, perhaps?
Yes.
And it's by Xmark, who has the coolest tattoo ever. He has a Black Mage tattoo on his arm he just recently got. And
nice.
This was his entry for Dwelling of Jewels free month, and it's still alive.
And you should sing along. You know how it goes. Enjoy.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. forget your science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. Now there's no sense crying over every mistake. Just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line. If we're out of beta, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we live for the people who are still alive.
Making a robot, you need to remember three things, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first thing you gotta remember, you can't feed it water.
Alright.
Well, you don't feed it water.
What?
The second thing, don't feed it after midnight.
What?
Okay, and last but not least, it's not a gremlin.
On the off switch, I'm missing a few pieces. It doesn't look like a box, but it's decent. What I need is a sense important, so I'll keep it instructions are low, so won't read it. Pro tip, but your robot charge for an hour. The way you get the recommended full power cost, screw it at 3.5% shit spice. Now let's get drunk and start a fight. Gonna win that robot contest, gonna outwit all the other nonsense. I'm gonna get more photos than Loch Ness.
My 10 glossies will be sold in
my the robot takes the cake and eats it. It's got an outfit for every season. Killed a bug one time, you should have seen it. Wait, what do you have? But it's not a robot.
Pretty right there, your house.
Don't put it there, robot.
Robot.
iPod, laptop, GPS, RSN technology, friend request. We've got a giant freaking robot. Robot.
Porcupine.
Holds our custom fit. When you were so desperate to work with a joystick.
Yeah.
Not computer.
Yeah.
Like 8 hot tokens in the cake. A pop a magic trouble hooked up to a rake. Hologram and jack power that'll do your taxes. Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. A statue of a mom about to spank you and take turns. Missiles to bold people high on payment. Screw the Oregon gate bound and pointless. 2099 easy payments.
Wait, 2099 easy payments?
2099 easy payments.
I love you.
Yeah, that was my I'm very professional. That was My Parents' Favorite Music with Robert. That's like a new My Parents' Favorite Music song. Not like a demo splice of things that they're working on, but a whole thick-ass new one.
Yes.
So, you know, awesome.
It's been a while since I heard some new MPFM, and it's always exciting.
It is. I mean, what was I going to say? Yeah, apparently Testing the Waters has been put back again, which is a bit of a bummer.
But once it's out, I'm sure it'll be everything we've ever dreamed.
And more, probably. It will bring us coffee and usher in a new era of world peace. I expect nothing less from the, like, full My Parents' Favorite Music album. Although they don't spell favorite with a U. And as a British man, that angers me.
So you think when he tours Europe, he should change that around a bit?
Definitely. I don't think it'll matter so much in Europe because they have different words for the word favorite, I assume.
So just when he hits the UK part?
Yes. I'll run around, like, I'll follow them on tour, but any time, like, I see flyers being handed out or, like, their name posted in lights, I'm gonna blot out the... No, I'm gonna draw in a U, because I'm a jerk. But, yeah, My Parents' Favorite Music, that went up on MySpace yesterday, it looks like, which is why I apologize, Raslan, but that's why I decided not to play you today. But, because that's how I roll.
Now you're going to start some big rivalry between them.
Well, that'd be good. Bit of healthy competition. Definitely. That's, it's key. It's key to development, Anthony from Game Music for All. You have rivals.
Who?
Oh, you have something that I'm surprised you haven't talked about yet.
Oh.
All this mention of Nerdapalooza, and you haven't mentioned Nerdapaloozers.
Well, oh yeah, me and Legendary Wizard, it looks like Hex has twisted our arms and we've decided to do Nerdapalooza West in California next year.
Ace.
That's about all the details we have right now.
And that was like a cracking little bit of news there, although unfortunately it wasn't actually what I was talking about.
Then what were you talking about?
I was talking about your comics.
Oh, yeah. Nerdapalooza.
Yeah, you know that you do? Yeah, that's why I said zers.
I heard you say zuz.
Excuses. I won't have it. I run a tight ship here.
Anyway.
We're meant to be very professional. Yes, Anthony has a comic where he gets old Transformers comics and changes the words, and it's awesome. And he puts, like, me in them, and Z from Hipster Please. And I think EPP have been in one.
Yeah, Word Burglar, Random from Megaran.
Zealous One has been in.
I don't think I've put that one up yet, but you can look forward to it.
Yes, well, you see, that's why you're the professional one, and I mess up. But fortunately, we run a pretty lax ship around here, quite relaxed, you know.
Yeah.
I can stand for a bit of mistakes every now and again.
Depending on your mood, that's how the ship runs.
Well, yes, it's that's just how it rolls. It's like that living cat ship from Tenchi Muyo that I'd forgotten all about until right now. What was it? Ryo Oki?
I only saw like little cat. 2 episodes of Tenchi Muyo.
I quite like Tenchi Muyo. I sort of like Tenchi Universe. And then Tenchi in Tokyo or Tenchi in Japan. Probably not Japan because I assumed he was in Japan anyway. But, yeah, that was definitely a show that I watched when I was little. I can't tell you much more about it than that. What else we got? What else has happened?
The compilation that we have coming out.
Yes.
And you were supposed to be on it, but I guess you missed the boat that time.
I often miss the boat. I run a very non-existent scheduling ship.
A rowboat?
It's a bathtub that I've tied to the back of another ship. But yeah, I would have quite liked to have been on that one. But I'm not, so, you know.
Well, we pretty much filled up...
Just rub it in, why don't you?
Well, we filled up the whole disc, so... Like, all the people that dropped, it kind of worked out.
Well, it's just as well. Well, that's the thing, you know. That's why I dropped, because there were some other young, up-and-coming ragamuffins that, you know, could have really done with a chance. And here's me with my super celebrity status. So I just thought, I know, I'll break my laptop and not record. Which is also why there haven't been any letters versus numbers for a while.
Yes, you could send all your hate mail to Mr. B.
Yes, please do that. I will care a lot. No, actually, I will. Send me hate mail. I got an awesome one. Not like about letters versus numbers, but the other day, right? About 3 years ago, I wrote an ironic Live Journal post that it was a blatant lie, but an old childhood bully... I made the post that he had a rather unflattering and fatal disease, and I wrote it and forgot all about it, and the other day, I think it might have been his girlfriend or something, found it, and apparently next time I'm back home, I'm going to get what's coming to me, because what goes around comes around, and I was like, okay, I gave her my MSN, but she hasn't added me, anyway, that's very personal and pointless news. Should we play a song?
All right. Well, I just wanted to mention the album we have coming out. It's called Welcome to World 2.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be out at the end of June, maybe early July. It'll be on sale at Nerdapalooza, so you'll be able to pick it up there. And that's another reason why you should go.
Yes, that's the main reason. And forgive me for wanting to play a song, because I got so off track. I actually forgot that was what we were doing. Yes, Welcome to World 2. I saw the cover art for it the other day, and it's funky.
Yes. It like screams it World 2.
It does. It just looks like you're in World 2. And if you have a different concept of World 2, then you're wrong, damn it, because that's what it's like.
Well,
so yeah.
Let's get into the next song. You want to introduce this one?
I will introduce this one. This one is the 8-Bit Boys with Bad Dudes. And I think it's about a game called Bad Dudes. I'd never had a NES, so I don't know. But I think it's about saving a president and being bad enough. And anyway, 8-Bit Boys is Whitey Cracker, Entity, TYT, and The Ranger. So basically they're cheating by getting all the best guys and making a supergroup.
And they didn't include you?
No! I mean, I was a little bit insulted. I mean, because they're quite geographically sort of, you know, spread apart. And here's me, repping the UK, and no invite.
So you're just waiting by your phone and nothing?
Pretty much. I have the 8-Bit Boys phone. It's like a normal phone, except I changed all the numbers on it to make them look 8-bit.
I just imagine you changed all the numbers to just be the number 8.
Yeah. That's what I'll do next. It's not actually plugged in. I just assumed that Whitey Cracker could hack my modems and make it ring, even though it wasn't plugged in or something. I don't know. I don't really know how this computer's malarkey works. Okay, I'm gonna stop shaming myself and play the song now. Enjoy!
The Ranger's gone rogue and kidnapped the prison with its band of ninjas. Obviously, we have to get him back. Are you two bad enough dudes to rescue the president?
I'm back.
I'm that ninja, got the poke. president. Represent the world of disturbed residents. Evidence points to a war criminal. Subliminal notes don't pull the wool. On my eyes, some of guys already deposed. Dispose of dudes, I think they're bad, but no, my flow's like a Karate Kid pose. Suppose I'm beat, see the feet, get a kick to the nose. Got a crew in blue, gonna break your bones. And my man Connor said, light your clothes. Take your soda, bitch. I got 100 clones that'll slash you in a flash and bash your dome. Fuck your muscle bound dumb fucks. We got Mac, a bitch, you spike your silly, fuck the nunchucks. You on a mission, but you're sitting like some dumb ducks. Got your man and your plan is coming unstuck. Cut your press with a samurai sword. Don't give a fuck, Bush, Reagan, or Ford. Unleash my hordes of warrior lords. Hear the bonsai as I hit record. Rampant ninja related crimes with rampant ninja aided rhymes. I got attack dogs that will beat your back. Feed the pack your testes for a snack. You try to jump, punch, duck, and kick, but your quickest move ain't quick enough to hit. So quit, motherfucker, you ain't legit. Just an Anglo, see Spangled Stars and shit. Don't trip, confuse who's the good guys. President's a punk and the motherfucker should die. Save your skin and don't make us murderer. Sure ain't worth it for a burger, huh?
Blade, you ready?
Hell yeah, man. Let's go get these motherfuckers right now, dude.
Save for the president.
Bad dudes.
Block for the kicks.
We bad dudes.
Swinging on chefs.
We bad dudes.
Blade and striker.
Bad dudes.
Drinking a pop.
Bad dudes.
Using power punches.
We bad dudes.
Stabbing with daggers.
Bad dudes.
Blade and striker.
Bad dudes.
Am I a bad enough dude to save the president from ninjas? My name is Blade and I can rock a fade. You can see my face on the title picture. Blue motherfuckers get smothered with a left hook. I know you took too long, better get a great bitch to hit with a nice switch. Get out the way, cause the face is gonna put my foot on it. Going, I'm on, let me get my power up, extend my time, find some life. Info thugs, jump out of big trucks, spin a kick, jump, jump, kick, don't bitch, so jump the sense. Made it to the big boss corner. Oh god, it's a fire breather. Get him in a minute and I whip him like a bitch, cause I'm wearing my black wife beater. Check my meter and I'm half old, baffled. And a fat fuck, that's what got his ass cut, cause I pass one stash up, down up, uppercut, kneel down, push those back up, fire coming, I duck, free throw, I go over his dome, it's on in his ass like a manpaw, and grandpa in Panama with his Niagara on, could it be as dead as you, I'm nuts like a cashew, pass you to the next life, I'm right and sprite like a trip, break it out, visualize, TYT, fucked up the fight, fighting on the sim, I go in 85, one way down the interstate, red dude, give me none, tuck, that was up in my clutch, you ain't fucking with Blade,
save for the president,
bad dudes,
blind spin the kicks,
we bad dudes,
swinging on chefs,
we bad dudes,
Blade striker,
bad dudes.
Drinking a pop,
bad dudes.
Using power punches,
bad dudes.
Stabbing with daggers,
bad dudes.
Blade and striker,
bad dudes.
Black white beater and cargo pants on top of a semi, trying to advance. Charging up and releasing my power. Picking up nunchucks and I'm devouring multiple cans of pop I see. So the president's becoming abductee. Slicing with daggers, you talking to me? Colorful ninja become RYP. Striker's the name and I'm highly acclaimed. This isn't a game, but all one and the same. Blake on my back when I start to attack. Took care of Karnov and that was my turn to crack. Skulls and two and into loop attacking. Weapon drawing, that was time for some action. Dodge the shuriken's the main attraction to me and Blake breaking up the faction. Not really a fan of Commander in Chief, but hey, we're getting paid, so it's quite a relief. Jumping over stars so I can release a couple power punches and they can decease. Now that we're gone, all that can be seen is a midget hopping on a trampoline with sharp claws coming straight at me. Oh shit, I'm fighting Wolverine. Knocking off the chuck, I'll keep charging up, hitting him in the face so he gets stuck. A couple of minutes, my mission is through. He's laying on the ground, didn't even have a clue. Soft to the suit, we're almost there. Replicating ninja, but I don't care. Sonic boom punch, got him laying everywhere, so never fear, the bad dudes are here. Save for the president,
bad dudes.
Blind spin the kicks,
we bad dudes.
Swinging on chefs,
we bad dudes.
Blade and striker,
bad dudes.
Drinking a pop,
bad dudes.
Using power punches,
we bad dudes.
Stabbing with daggers,
bad dudes.
Blade and striker,
bad dudes.
I'm bad.
Of steps in glycolysis, and I know how to catalyze amide hydrolysis. And I know the first 40 digits of the value of pi. I convert to Celsius without a thermometer. And I know how to calibrate a light spectrometer. And I haven't figured you out yet, but I really would like to try. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. But there's more to me than just esoterica, there's lots of love, yeah, for you. Now I know every bone from the toes to the cranium, and I know 27 uses for uranium, and I know what the ideal gas equation is for. I can do PCR with help from Primothula, and I know the new production. empty cycle of Drosophila. And I know you're in there, I wish you would open the door. Erica, Erica, I've been across America studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoteric. There's lots of love, yeah, for you. Symptoms of malaria, and I don't coin the term self. It was Robert.
Fuck! Thank God.
I remember some verses and lost emotion, and I know the osmolarity of every major ocean. I don't know how to please your guests. I'll go back to my books. America, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. But there is more to me than just esoteric. There's lots of love for you. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoteric. There's lots of love for you. One more time. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoteric. There's lots of love.
Finally, we have some science rock on this show after I've been searching for some for a couple weeks now.
It was a success. It was like an Indiana Jones-esque quest.
Yes, I gotta give props to Abel X, who is another fellow science nerd like me, another skeptical person, and he did some searching and he found this track along with a bunch of other ones, and this one is by Joel Tetrault, I believe it is.
Tetrault.
And it's called Erica.
And it's quite sweet in a scientific way. I like the hook. I'm not going to sing it though, because my voice is weak and I save it for the rappings. Yeah, you should get them to play your gig that you're about to talk about.
I'm going to look into it, but this song is, like, I went to the guy's website and it's kind of pretty out of date.
Oh, so he's not doing it anymore.
I'm not sure. He's actually like a scientist or something. I think he has real work to be done.
What, real proper science?
Yes.
None of his creative malarkey.
Like, if you go to his website, it'll have like songs and then it'll have like research papers he's written.
That's quite good. I don't even have a website.
Well, you do have a website, but it's not what anyone thinks it would be.
Well, I forgot about that.
So no one searched for, like, because I've had that problem. Like, you know how on Firefox you just type in something and sometimes it'll take you to the correct website?
Yes.
Like, you don't have to put .com or anything. So I type in Mr. B because usually it'll take me to the person's MySpace page, but not that time.
No, you... Actually, you know, as long as you're not at work and you're over the age of 18, feel free to type in MrB.com. No spaces, which is annoyingly exactly how I make such a bigger fuss about spelling it. And Karma bit me on the ass with a big old bondage porn site. All right. It's little things like that that make life worth living.
We should have YT Cracker hack it for you and make it your website.
We should, although that seems mean-spirited. I don't like the idea of using people's powers for evil. You know, people need bondage wear, man. I mean, one day, if I get really big and famous, they might have a link on their first page saying, "We are not the nerdcore rapper, Mr. B. If you want him, click here." And then I'll get their link to redirect back to their site just to be a jerk. You're like, yep, this is definitely my site.
Before we wrap everything up, I wanted to mention we're also Game Music for All is also doing a show July 13th in Los Angeles. You can check our website for more info on that.
Yes,
because apparently this is a summer full of epic concerts.
It is. We've got the ball rolling over here in the UK, and then throwing the mantle to the US. Although we have Summer of Chiptune Tour here, which is I will tell you more about next week. Because I haven't researched it at all, and I've just remembered. But who have you got playing so far?
Right now we have Zalus One.
Nice.
Who, of course, everyone knows.
Yes.
And Super Mario Brothers, which I think we played before.
We did. We played Drunk, I think. No, we played Game Over.
Drunk was that by was 8-bit.
Yes. Yes, you see, I know about chip-hop. Super Mario Bros. We played Game Over one time.
Yes, and Hot Waffles, which is a band, like a guitar duo that Hex told me about. Turns out they reside in Los Angeles, and they're not specifically video game, but they sing about a lot of nerdy stuff like Dungeons and Dragons and
so they'll fit in so well, forth. Which is the important thing.
Yes, and then of course the Megas.
Yeah, I like the Megas. I started listening.
We'll have to play them soon. Yeah, they are fantastic guys.
If you guys are in Los Angeles, you should go down. Mark your calendars. And according to Facebook, I might be there.
So you might... There's a chance you might meet Mr. B.
There is a very infinitesimally small chance. Well, you never know, right? Because I've been thinking, if I'm over in America, because I'm there for Nerdapalooza, right? If something, you know, tragic and awful happens, touch wood, other flights might get cancelled, and I might be stuck, and I might be like, you know, well, while I'm here, might as well go to California to check out a show.
Well, you kind of need to take an airplane to get to California, too. Unless you're going to hitchhike.
I will definitely hitchhike. No, if there's any of the acts from around there that are playing Nerdapalooza, I'll be like, help a brother out, yo, and they'll give me a lift in their van in exchange for me saying things in funny accents.
That sounds like a very good compromise.
That is definitely going to work. It's probably not going to work. I'm probably not going to be there, but I'd like to be there.
So you'll be there in spirit.
I will haranguing and mocking and doing that stuff that I do. All right, well, this has probably been quite a long podcast, but to be fair, we haven't done this in a while. So, you know, give us some slack.
Yeah, we had a lot to cover and a lot of tangents to go off on, so...
We did. That's what we do. And you have room on your iPod anyway, person who's listening.
Yeah.
Oh, I want... Can I creep somebody out?
Go for it. That's what this podcast is for.
Yeah. I heard that someone listens to us while cooking and cleaning their kitchen, so I just want to say to Evermiss that you're doing a good job, and remember... Behind the taps. I couldn't think of a kitchen cleaning pun. It just shows how often I clean the kitchen.
I don't clean the kitchen either.
Nah.
That's not what famous people like us do.
No, we have people. We get in, like, minor has-been celebrities.
Well.
Like.
The people that work for me like to be called roommates, but nah.
Well, you know, they call themselves... Well, mine call themselves flatmates, and that's just far too grand a term for them. If on a good day, if they're doing well, I call them slaves, and on a bad day, I call them foot scum. Not really, I love my housemates. Although they don't listen to this podcast, so foot scum it is.
Well, yeah, my roommates don't listen to my podcast either, so I can say whatever I want.
Let's gossip about them. And be bitchy.
We'll make a whole new podcast to complain about roommates.
Yeah. And we even have a theme tune for it already, which is useful. That was an MC Lars joke, by the way, in case you didn't get it. But, whatever. I think we should wrap this bad boy up now, though.
Yes, indeed. We've gone on for quite a bit now. But if it's too long, like we said, just listen to it. Just the half of it. Now and half of it later.
Yeah, you see, we think ahead. We give it to you in one chunk, but we give it to you in an MP3 format, which is quite easily manipulatable. And not just because it's, you know, the most famous one and smallest and stuff, but because we care. Anyway, yes, we're going to leave you with a song by Combat Dave. Well, not completely by Combat Dave, because it also has Justin Timberlake in it. But
It's more like a Combat Dave remix.
Yes, it is, and it's quite funky, and he played it live, and everybody boogied. It was awesome. I had a lot of fun, and there were some cute girls dancing, so I was happy. Anyway, this is Combat Dave with Sexy Back. I've been Mr. B.
And I've been Anthony from Game Music for All.
He definitely has. And we're letters versus numbers, so take it easy. We're out.
Watch your back, yeah. 'Cause you'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact.